This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting swiftly on U.S. President Joe Biden's promise to retaliate for the deadly suicide bombing at Kabul Airport, the U.S. military said it used a drone to kill a member of the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate Saturday. The strike came amid what the White House called indications that IS planned to strike again as the U.S.-led evacuation from Kabul Airport moved into its final days. Biden has set Tuesday as his deadline for completing the exit. He authorized the drone strike, and it was ordered by the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, according to a defense official. U.S. President Joe Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Friday that diplomacy is his first option, but he would consider other options if his effort to revive the Iran nuclear deal fails. Biden made the comments as the two sat down for the first face-to-face meeting since Bennett was sworn in as prime minister in June. Asked what other options Biden might be mulling, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki declined to comment. Bennett arrived at the White House aiming to dissuade Biden from returning to the Iran nuclear deal that was brokered during the Obama administration and later scrapped by U.S. President Donald Trump. There's still no consensus on the origins of COVID-19, according to U.S. intelligence agencies. According to an unclassified summary, four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with little confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon, and most agencies believe the virus was not genetically engineered. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Myanmar's military-installed government said Friday that the COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Rohingya ethnic group. The Muslim minority was the target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charged amounted to ethnic cleansing or genocide. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination and most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. The government spokesmajor General Zaw Min Tun made the announcement at a news conference in the capital, where he also said that the authorities are trying to vaccinate 50% of the country's population this year. Myanmar, whose poor public health system was weakened further by the political turmoil caused by the army's February takeover from elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, has been facing a devastating outbreak of the coronavirus, although in the past month, the daily number of reported new cases and deaths has been falling. One of Florida's largest health networks is seeing the capacity of its hospital morgue strained amid a spike in seriously ill COVID-19 patients and a backup at funeral homes. While virus-related hospitalizations in the state recently started leveling off, the number of daily reported deaths is continuing to climb. The Central Florida Division of Advent Health says it has put more resources in place to store more bodies. The federal government says Florida hospitals have reported roughly 279 patients dying every day for the past week. A month ago, that figure stood at 52. The House panel investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol has issued sweeping document requests to social media companies. The request expands the scope of the committee's investigation as it seeks to examine the events leading to the January 6th insurrection. Requests were issued Friday to technology giants, including Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. Brazil, the country with the most freshwater resources in the world, has lost 15% of its surface water over the last three decades. The water's gradual retreat in Pantanal, the world's largest tropical wetland, is even worse. It is just one quarter of its earlier size. Survey published this month is heightening a sense of alarm from an ongoing drought, which has boosted energy costs and food prices. Withered crops prompted specialists to warn of possible electricity shortages and rendered vast swaths of forests more susceptible to wildfire. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.